Good afternoon, this is Russ Wolfman. I'm the chairman for the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, and I'm calling the meeting to order. I declare that quorum is present. Welcome. We're coming to you from the Matthews Training Center here in Pierce, South Dakota. And hopefully our one lost sheep is feeling well enough that she's listening in over the Internet. And if not, Julie, get well soon. If you do need anything, Julie, text me or wave at me on the Zoom link, and I'll try to call on you through that mode. Now time for me to read the conflict of interest statement before each meeting. So now it's the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined by SDCL 3-23-1, a direct benefit from a contract as defined in SDCL 3-23-1 and 3-23-2, or any other conflict with any matter of today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest and generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, if during the meeting you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposal or contract or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose the conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and does not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission discussion and or vote. With that, you've all had the opportunity to review the minutes from our November meeting, or December meeting, excuse me, and I entertain a motion to approve those minutes at this time.
Move to approve.
So a motion, second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll consider those approved. Additional commission salaries, unfortunately, with Rachel being out, I don't know that I've been given a list of that. Does anybody have any additional commissioner salaries that they'd like to have us approve at this time?
Chuck and I were at shooting range meeting.
Chair to entertain a motion to approve the additional salary needs for Commissioner Spring and Commissioner Beebe.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Is that approved? Thank you. Now we're to the election of officers, which annually I guess we're required to elect officers for the Game Fish and Parks. And I'm not sure without our attorney here if I'm supposed to step aside and allow that to happen, or how we're going to handle this. Hey, John, how are you?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair. So I don't think you need to step aside. I think you can probably just entertain a motion for chair as well as entertain a motion for vice chair and do a roll call, perhaps.
Okay. Move Russ Olson as chair.
Second.
Been a motion and a second. Any discussion on that? All in favor, keep it saying aye.
Aye. Sorry.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Now we'll have a election for vice chair. Entertain a motion for vice chair.
Make a motion for Doug Sharp.
Then a motion for Doug Sharp, the vice chair.
Second.
Seconded. And any discussion on that? All in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, we don't get to have secretaries and treasurers, so there was a ramp for that post. I think it pays better. But thank you for allowing Doug and I to continue to serve with the gavel. Hopefully everything goes 2022 is crystal clear and with great clarity, as we all hope it will. Start off as non-conference.